What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN. 97.5, a Gao Media Station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Look at this. This is hateful. Ashton says Kanye buys Kenny G for Kim when Drake just has to sing some songs off his new album when he comes to visit him.
Oh, stop. That's not right. Do you love me, Kiki? Kiki, do you love me?
Is that who Kiki is?
That's who Kiki is. KK, Kim Kardashian.
That's always been about that.
Yeah.
And that's not just about kids getting run over, getting out of cars?
No, that's what it's about.
Because I like those fail videos. Mm. But that's me.
You like Freaky Deke?
Yeah, I feel like he's a guy who lets me into a world that I don't live. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to diversify. And
right.
You got to meet people outside of your social circle so you know what other people go
Freaky
through.
Deke is the common man. Well, he's a common freak. And he's been with us for years and years and years now.
Yeah.
And for those of you that never heard Freak before, on Valentine's Day, the day after Valentine's Day, he comes on and talks about Side Piece Day. So Freaky Deke is with us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Freak?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Living somewhere between heaven and earth, I ain't touching dirt nowhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know what? Hey, this is the deal. So unless you got something to say to me and John, you just let me know, because we got your music queued up. And because when you start on your, it's not a tirade, but on your school lesson, we're just going to get out of the way and you just do what you do.
Hey, I got
so unless you got
though,
some business, okay, go ahead.
Ms. Cook, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and then I'll ask you my last question.
Okay.
Did y'all watch Young and the Restless?
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. No, we had to watch her stories, yes.
No.
Yes.
Right. You pick the switch, you learn domino.
We played dominoes there, yeah.
Right. I'm willing to bet that she wore a house coat, she had some pretty thick ankles, and she probably looked like my grandmother.
She had thick ankles, no house coat, she had polyester pants, and she would always wear a floral shirt,
yep.
white hair, black glasses. She looked like Harry Carey a little bit.
She looked like Harry Carey.
She looked a little bit like Harry Carey.
Perfect babysitter.
But a little more bouffant hairdo.
Yeah.
You had a black babysitter, didn't you?
No.
No.
She was white, but you know what? When I started saying that
stuff. Oh! I would have lost that bit. I was all in on that.
Rosenberg, but it was Rosenberg.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's some, we kind of did things. We're a multicultural
community.
City. Yeah, yeah. We
We're kind of
when you get into Richmond Rosenberg,
yeah,
you got
that's
a lot
really
of
diverse.
Going on.
Nothing
yeah,
says diversity like Richmond Rosenberg.
No, it is
exactly
very much.
Exactly.
We're a third when I was at high school.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Hispanic, black, white. It was a thirds. Yep.
So, seems really redneck to me, but okay.
We didn't really go down there. Rich Rosenberg was on the list of places not to go. You know,
right.
I mean,
right. That's what I was doing.
We had Mud Alley now. Mud Alley was making this back when they were doing all the. That was the original. I got a story about Mud Alley that I'm not going
to
tell.
Well, let's get to Freak. Let's get to Side Piece Day.
I got a story about Mud Alley, too, Lance. We can talk about that one day.
I got a story about Flip Flop under the bridge. So that's also not
Mud Alley was, before Lit was a thing, Mud Alley was lit.
Yeah, Mud Alley was.
Lord.
I should not have ever been in Mud Alley.
No.
Ever.
Let's get to. Hey, so, what about Side Piece Day? Should you be in that?
Play the music, Dale. Let's get this going.
So, like the kids say, let's keep that same energy. You can't do that on Side Piece Day. The problem that's going on right now, these old cats giving these side pieces the same energy that they give their main piece. That's where we blowing this thing at. You can't keep the same energy. Why? Because the side piece gonna get a taste of the main piece life. And what's she gonna want? The main piece's life. Then your whole life is flipped upside down. So you can't keep that same energy. That's why Side Chick Day is on the 15th. And Valentine's Day being on a Thursday, Thursday is really considered part of the weekend. So guess what, Side Piece? Why not holler at you till Monday, possibly Tuesday? So what you need to do is go on and holler at your Side Piece. Because he's available right now because he got time. Don't call your main dude. Don't text your main dude. Tell him, if a chick texts you last night on Valentine's Day and say, what you doing? Let me tell you a secret. She don't care what you're doing. She just want to see if you having hot relations on Valentine's Day. Because she wouldn't normally text you at 11 o'clock. Why? Because she knows the rules. The rules say that after 7, I'm home, so you don't text me. So if you get a text at 11 o'clock, she just want to see if you're knocking. I just want to let y'all in on that. So don't respond to the text. Just as normal. And then today, since it's the weekend, you really can't massage her like you usually do in the middle of the day. This is a cold turkey day. Because if you play it wrong, it's going to screw up your whole weekend. So you can't give these chicks that young cat keep that same energy. Pull up. No. Why? Because side chicks are brave enough to pull up. If you don't think they're brave enough to pull up, Google it, YouTube it, jump down on Snapchat or Facebook or Instagram. Main chicks are getting that ass beat on a pretty consistent basis right now. Why? Because you're giving that side chick main chick energy, and she wants that main chick life. You got to be cold. When she needs $40, give her 10. If she needs 10, give her 5. That way, she can never brag to her homegirls like, oh, my daddy takes care of me. My babe takes care of me. Oh, no, boo, I don't take care of you. What I take care of is your fun box, and you take care of me. That's how this goes. Main dudes should be getting paid by the side chick. Understand me? Y'all, you following me, Lance? You following me, JG?
We got you. We follow you. We just turned the mic off. That's all it is.
Taking care of the fun box.
You got to flip that, man. These older cats out here, they sugar daddy and these side chicks, and they whining and dining them and all of this here. No, man. A number one for McDonald's, a pack of cool, Filter King, and some hardwood. That's all they get. That's all they get. You give them anything more, they're going to want your life. They're going to want to be in. They're going to tell their homegirls and their little business partners, oh, he's leaving her. He's doing this. We're going here. No, no. You don't open the window of hope for the side piece, because she's going to jump in that son of a gun and feel like she's at home. And that's what we cannot have. So if you ain't learned nothing today, don't let these youngsters fool you into thinking keeping that same energy is the way to go. It's not the way to go. It's a little after 8, and my side piece is texting. Yep. I got to go.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
Well, just laid down some.
That.
There's a lot of quotes. A
lot of stuff there.
A lot of potential hashtags.
I think that's kind of like Bill O'Brien with his coaching staff. Know your role.
Don't open the window for a side piece.
That's right. Know your role, side piece, okay? Mm-hmm.
He's always
and don't
that.
Give him a shit
package
shit.
Of cools. Okay, got some other stuff in there.
Yeah, some stuff.
Happy meal or a fun meal or something like that. And then
she asked for 40. Give her 10.
She asked for 10. Give her 5. That is, I mean, he just.
There's words of wisdom.
Pull up YouTube and see what happens. Just
see for yourself.
Don't tell a side piece to pull up because they will.
They will.
He's got a lot of. And you know what I like is his message over the years has evolved with the changing times too. I've noticed his rule. Some of his rules of engagement have changed.
He's the freakster. He's the freaky deke right here live on ESPN 97.5. All right, we got wrestling ahead. We're going to tell you how you can play some dominoes, too, right here at Prime Social. And Steve is joining us here on ESPN 97.5 to talk about Prime Social. We got the $10,000 guaranteed today, Steve. And we got dominoes here as well. And that's totally sweet.
Hold on a second.
There we go. Hold on. Go ahead.
We just got a faulty cord. Yeah, we'll do it on the other side.
We
got a faulty.
Okay. Other side right here. But Lance cord. And I are going to talk about Prime. And we're going to talk about right everybody getting over here and enjoying. Look, there's still tables going.
I already had the donut.
Three tables
I already
going
had my
right
donut.
Here.
Well, I'm one of those guys that takes the half donut and throws half in the trash because it's healthier.
Well, what's kind of a donut ain't so bad?
And then half a donut.
Half a donut.
And I ate the coconut-covered donut, what? The rest of it. But that's what they do here. Just one of the little things. Yeah. Got your little breakfast in here at Prime in case you've got the overnight. And there's plenty of people who grind here overnight. You may be somebody who comes in. You say, I'm going to get off work early. I'm going to go for lunch. Well, you are technically, even if you think, well, I'm just going to tell them I'm taking a long lunch. You can't take a long lunch because they have lunch here and they'll pull it up to the table. You can get the brisket
food
burger
here is
off the charts.
Yep.
The Bolaklak.
I think I'm going to get that today, the brisket burger.
You should.
I'm going to tell you what. If you're looking for a poker game, get over here right now. Three tables still going. Pot Limit Omaha, you got Hold'em as well. The tournament starts at noon. $10,000 guarantee. Best tournament in this city. We had 130 players. We had 96 players. It's been spectacular, spectacular. And, it's going to be – and when on Fridays, it's been way more than 10,000. We had 27,000 in the pot.
It's 10 week. Is the minimum
that's
getting in. We're going to go over that.
Oh, we're going way over that.
Come try to get your piece of the
– That's right.
Your piece of
and
the
And there's
cheese.
Joe
that's...
who beat me out. I finished third, and Joe won it. Just a couple of weeks ago right here at Prime. And he's here right now. I think he'll be playing, but he'll be tired because he's been here all night.
Good.
Come get it from Joe. All right, all I need you to do is get the 7801 Westheimer. It's the best place to play poker in the city. It's Prime Social.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yep. Freaky Deke. You got to make sure if we got to post that out there. Get the interns or anybody to help to put that out there for the people that weren't able to hear it. We'll tweet it out. Open up the window of hope. They'll jump right in.
Yeah, you
make sure
careful.
You can't do that. There's plenty of hope here when you walk in the door at Prime Social that you're going to walk away. Now, I had a nice day yesterday. I caught a nice river, picked up a nice pot, and you play in a wonderful cash game. Then we played in the 15-30 eight or better, which is a fun game. If you're ever looking for a high-low game, this is the place to be right here. You can't find that in other places. You'll find that right here at Prime Social. Steve from Steve Bashid, Lashid, or Mashid, Rashid,
I'm
something.
My guy. Mm-hmm.
Something. I don't know what the hell his name is, but it rhymes. I love it because it rhymes.
Every single Friday is disrespectful like this.
Just Friday, though, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a 5-day-a-week disrespect.
He takes
off on Saturdays and Sundays.
I'm just saying, I love rhyming names. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so did my parents, apparently.
Apparently they did, yeah.
So you
What did y'all do special for Valentine's Day? Did you give people roses here at the table or anything like that?
No, so we're not a gimmicky poker room. We just play a lot of hardcore poker here.
Right.
We don't do heart flush.
There wasn't heart cut. There wasn't
chocolates
like,
out.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't have like your burgers weren't shaped like hearts. You just had a bunch of games going here.
Lots of good hokers. Well, the special that we
had.
So
more of a lot of heart flushes yesterday is what they had.
No. A lot of broken hearts, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Or, well, some happy hearts,
flush
too.
Yeah.
If somebody's heart is broken, then somebody else is happy.
One happy heart
happy.
For nine
That's
broken hearts.
Right. That's right.
Much the formula around here.
Yeah. Well,
the heart flush, you could have been on a heart flush chase that turned into heartbreak.
That's true.
That happens plenty of times.
This is what a theme we got going here.
Yeah,
guys.
Hearts.
Yeah.
So we got the $10,000 tournament today,
mm-hmm.
and we had the $20,000 free roll last Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
How'd that go?
Well, good. All of our loyal players, our people that basically live here, took in that tournament, that free roll tournament. It was like a thank you, a give back to the 80 people.
It was nice.
Yeah, and they had a good time. It wasn't like a serious thing. It wasn't like a lot. There was a lot of cash game players playing tournament. So it kind of got weird, but it was fun weird. And that's what we do. That's our theme, actually. That's our new 2019 Prime Social, Fun
it's
Weird.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Fun Weird.
Fun Weird?
Yeah. Not just kind of weird.
We were going to go with Fun Box, but apparently that was
trademarked. Yeah, that's trademarked.
Yeah.
It's teamed.
Freaky's got that. Freaky got that.
You know what? I'd say this to people, and I know they don't really get it. You would get it. You guys would get it. But one of the fun things about having a place that you go, and this was like at the – this is here. This is when I used to go to the Sports Palace in New Orleans, those things. Is when you see the same people over and over, you do develop there is a camaraderie at the table. Like, you might not like everybody there, mm-hmm. but there's people that you get to like, they're your buddies. Yeah. Now, sometime you're going to have to scrap at the table. That's just the way it goes. But there is something to be said for once you get in at a place and people recognize you and see you, it's kind of like a cheers, but with more inside inside straight chases.
Well, that's how really good poker rooms are built. I mean, I learned that in Vegas with these smaller rooms. I mean, poker and the actual game was like 30% of the reason why the people were there. The other 70 was to sit down because they're good friends with Phil and Jane, and they just talk. It's just a 10-hour social club, and that's what this is. It's a social club. That's why we try to build those relationships and try to have an environment that's conducive to sitting around and hanging out and having a good time as opposed to just coming in and just trying to make money as your only goal.
No, I've made a lot of friends here already. Wow.
That's really difficult.
Yeah. It's really difficult for me.
Yeah.
But I have. I've made a lot of friends
here. I call them frenemies.
Yeah, sure.
It can flip at any time.
So, I played at the table with you last night.
I know.
The words you were using weren't very encouraging, but you still somehow made friends. Yeah.
Well,
I've noticed your style now that I've played in a game with you.
What time did you play with them?
We played the eight or better.
Eight or better?
Yeah.
Oh, what time?
Oh, till about 5 or so yesterday
a
afternoon.
Later
oh,
now.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you went right from – I was just going to say if you went
blow
right
up
from
– John Spot?
No.
I thought
he was going to go right – because I know he went had Valentine's Day dinner.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say if you ended dinner with, hey, I'll see you later –
yeah,
I'm
no,
going to play.
No.
I just want to see if
I'm an afternoon guy.
Yeah.
I'm an afternoon. And sometimes late night. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes early morning.
Sometimes on a Thursday.
Basically 24 hours a day.
But for the most part, I'm an afternoon guy. Now, you got something else going on here with the – what's going on with Domino's? There's a new game.
Well, yeah, we're – so this is a social club. This isn't a poker room. This is a social club. And from the beginning, we wanted to make sure we set out something different. And there's chessboard set up here and things that you can
pool.
There's darts and pool. Mm-hmm. And Domino's seems to be the up-and-coming thing. We're actually hosting a tournament for the Universal Domino League here on May 2nd. That's a thing that we're using to introduce the fact that there is a way to play Domino's in this environment, play heads-up versus people. And that's... this is like the launch of that, the Universal Domino League here coming in. They're very successful. They've been doing tournaments around for a while now. They did several in Vegas, and I think they had one in Texas recently that had like a ridiculous turnout. But they're doing the 10K guarantee here, which they've never done before. So this will be the first.
Wow.
This is their biggest one. I think they're capping it at 128 players. So if you want to get in on that, you got to go ahead and go to that website, theuniversaldominoleague.com. Get registered for that exclusive event that we're hosting here at Prime Social.
There's people that now say I played dominoes before. I don't know what's how different. We'll figure out how different tournament is.
Well, it's not. It's just an elimination heads-to-head tournament.
Oh, okay.
Rounds, brackets, rounds, just exactly.
Oh,
like
I gotcha.
All the way down to the crown victory at the end with the WWE belt style belt.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's the real deal.
Oh, I mean, cool.
These guys that do this take this very seriously.
Just heads up, 128 players.
128 capped in bracket style, and then just head to head. It'd be two per table as a poker table with a referee in the middle for both.
Oh,
for both games.
Wow.
We'll probably have six
this
of those tables.
This is a big deal.
Go. It's going to be a huge deal. You know, I
all
hope
in the VIP
it's
room?
Going to be in that room,
okay.
Correct. And then we're going to have the six tables going and then just elimination style down to the final. And I think that the plan is to have the final table live streamed here, the final heads-up match live streamed
here.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, so you can kind of watch everything go down.
If this were in a more low-key, dingier setting, there'd be action on every individual game with one guy be gone.
Right.
This is 1.5-1 on this side.
Right. Good thing we don't do that here.
No, you don't do that here. If this is where I grew.
No, we wouldn't. But is there side action, too? And when you play.
In the actual version that eventually will launch here, it would be.
It's a cash game, not a tournament.
It's a cash game, correct.
Right.
And it's like four players.
Yeah.
And it's set up like that. And those details are getting hashed out as how that's going to look.
You can bet on whoever lays on the first.
Call that big six. Whoever has
the big six,
you know, the double six.
They get the first side bet.
Then it goes on to whoever gets the first dominoes. And then the final bet is whoever dominoes at
whoever wins the game.
At the end, right.
Yeah.
Wins the game amongst. And there's like four rounds. And then
I gotcha.
Whatever.
Gotcha. Neat stuff.
Yeah, it's something different.
So venturing out a little bit.
Yeah, and then the same people that do it, they have some properties in Vegas at the Plaza, where they're actually doing a table game version of this, and it's being successful. And Harold is the first African American to have an actual table game in a casino.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and that's the guy who's putting this on. First one ever. Yep.
And so he's coming here and he's putting this on.
Correct.
So that'll mean May 2nd.
May 2nd.
We will be
$100 buy-in. $128 player caps.
$100 buy-in.
So Saturday or Sunday?
I believe that's Saturday because on Friday before, Harold will be on with you guys here.
Yeah,
The day before that is an ESPN day here with us at Prime Social.
So, he's going to be on with us and we'll talk about it.
Exactly.
I want to play in it. $100? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Honestly, John, I can't pull you any favors here, but you better get on quick and sign up. I think the spots are going quickly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's only 128 players for $100. I mean,
if you're a domino player, get to it. What's the website again?
It's universaldominoleague.com. It's UDL is, you know, obviously what they call it. Universaldominoleague.com.
Universaldominoleague.com.
Yeah.
That's big stuff. Wow. So we're venturing out. We're not just, hey. We don't shine shoes no more around here.
This isn't just a quick hit and run. Prime Social is here to stay and here to build an industry here in Texas and really just do it the right way.
Well, it always has been that.
Yeah.
It always has and it always will. Mm. Okay.
I'm going to get
1 year in.
You even have a massage.
Been doing it since 2018.
Mm-hmm. All the way back to 2018.
Since the very outset.
That's right. That's right. You're damn right it has.
Since the very outset. I remember coming in here in November of 18 when you were
way back when. Okay.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And it is kind of weird that you've only been open since since late 2018 when you consider how not late 2000 it was late no, it was 2017.
No. You were first here in the building in 2017.
November of 2017.
We
weren't open.
Right.
But I saw everything that was going. You showed me a menu, which didn't end up being the first menu.
We've had a few changes since then.
But food's great here. Whatever you've done.
Chef is very talented.
Keep it here.
I hear praises over the dumbest little things. You think, oh, man,
the chicken fingers are
amazing. And I'm like, oh, just chicken fingers. No, you got to have it. Well, I don't eat it, but
no,
that's fine.
I believe you said the brisket burger. I'm pretty sure you said May 2nd. It's March 2nd.
I'm sorry, March 2nd.
March 2nd.
Oh, that's keep a saying difference. May 2nd. I'm so
March
sorry.
2nd.
It's coming
that's
up very quickly.
Difference.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
sorry about
March 2nd, which is a couple of weeks away.
Correct. I'm very sorry.
Yes, yes. March 2nd. So
big
here we
difference.
Go. You better get in and get in a hurry. UniversalDominoLeague.com. It's easy to sign up. So very simple. I'm on the site right now. Bing, bing, bing. UniversalDomino.com. UniversalDominoLeague.com. Hey, man, we appreciate it, Steve, as always. Thanks for hanging with
us
here,
gentlemen.
And thanks for having us here. We love Prime Social. There's
Turn
no question.
Today.
No question about that. In the meantime.
I got something for you. How about this? So Every week, one of the biggest differences when people start talking about testosterone and being deficient, it used to be you'd hear about that and you'd say, "Oh, this guy's got no libido," and that can be an issue. It's one that you can't necessarily control by yourself unless you get some help. But really, what you end up finding out when you start to talk to the guys over at Men's T Clinic is it's really substantially more than that. The telltale signs of lower testosterone. The first one is, I would say, a change in body type. If you have a difficult time maintaining the lean muscle mass that you once maintained, that is a surefire sign that that testosterone is something you need to check into, especially if you're still working out. Why aren't you maintaining that lean muscle mass? Why is some of the muscle turning into belly flab? Well, it's because your testosterone is not metabolizing the same way that it once did. When you get treatments, you start to metabolize faster. That's a fact. And you start to see differences in your body type. You maintain lean muscle mass for longer. The benefits of having your testosterone level where it was when you were in your 20s and your 30s, it cannot be understated. From an energy standpoint, from a mental acuity standpoint, the metabolism standpoint, just the overall well-being, it's the reason why so many insurance companies cover your treatments, because it's that important, and it's a solution that is right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is go to MensTClinic.com. You can research it and do whatever you want to online. But when you're ready to roll, then get on over to Cypress, Pearland, The Heights, Pasadena. Four locations in Houston. They get you in quickly. They will get you tested, and they'll have your results within minutes. And you can get on the track to being the real you. Live your best life with your testosterone levels where they're supposed to be, thanks to MensTClinic.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I found the Astros' strategy a little strange this offseason with the Carlos Correa stuff. I mean, they were, what, $750,000 off, and they go to arbitration with him? And I guess it was amicable, and it was all fine and good, but I thought Carlos was a $5 million player. I thought that was and Gerrit Cole was a $13 million player. They offered 11-something, and he wanted 13, and he won. And, you know, thank goodness it was amicable, because it wasn't with Trevor Bauer. But I'm just a little bit surprised that they would even go to arbitration, because I think Gerrit Cole is a cornerstone for this organization, hopefully going forward. Let's hear from Cole talking about arbitration and how it went.
I was going into it with a pretty even keel mind. I mean, you can only control what your side says and how you present, and I thought Scott did an unbelievable job. They were very prepared. I was excited for the process. You anticipate, obviously, gonna take some blows. I mean, that's the whole idea, is one guy walks in and throws the ball one way and the other guy walks in and throws the ball the other way. So, but with that said, I mean, it's a pretty fun process. I like seeing the business side of it, for sure. I was intrigued by it, and yeah, I'd probably be saying it was an okay process if I lost, but I would definitely say it since I won.
And get the free agency ready too, Dell. But on that subject, that's a good thing, because Trevor Bauer came out of his, and he got 13 as well. He came out of his saying, "I ain't signing with this organization." He said the last 10 minutes of the Indians' presentation was just ripping him
a new one.
You
don't have to sit in, though, do you?
No, you don't have to, but guys do, which is a bad idea, I think.
Well, they do, because they probably want to put pressure on the other side, not,
Yeah.
It's probably a leverage thing, but it's not
but
a good idea.
The Indians didn't care. And the Indians crushed him for his – well, first of all, Trevor Bauer is doing something that's really interesting. He's given like $469 a day for so many days, and then at the end he gives $46,000 to one charity. But he gets to a different charity every day, like $469 or some number like that. And then at the end, the last day of it, he gives $46,000.
I'm going to tell you a dirty little secret. I don't think he's a bad guy. The more I looked into it, I want to really not like him, unless you're about to tell me some of it's going to some type of funneling it to some.
No, but here's the deal, is that the Indians crushed him for this. Said that he says basically they spent the last 10 minutes of the case trying a character assassination. I learned that giving to charity is a bad thing. I learned that agreeing with someone on a podcast just for the sake of argument that I was worth $10.5 million and should be the definitive answer why I'm not worth $13
million. Stop being
basically
soft.
That I'm a terrible human being. Stop which being... was interesting on their part. I thought that giving to charity, especially because they didn't mention it, was a charitable campaign.
I take back what I said. This being so soft.
No, here's the deal. Lance,
they said
I've heard
a terrible human being, John.
Well,
that's not hyperbole.
No, I get that. I get that. But I'm going to tell you this, especially with athletes and with teams. You want to think that they're with, and especially with you who's going to be your ace going forward. We had a question yesterday on Just Saying, asked who would you rather sign going forward, Verlander or Cole? To me, the answer is easy.
It's Cole.
Now, Paul Gallant said, no, I want Verlander. I think he's going to be like Brady. That guy's a Cy Young guy. He's the guy that got you a championship. Okay. I think he's got 4 or 5 good years left. I don't know about that. He'll be 40 years old. Slow down on that. But I think going forward, Cole is. I want Cole to think that the Astros hung the moon. And, you know, when you go to salary arbitration, you don't think that. And he said, oh, you know what? They're going to give their side. They're going to throw it one way. I'm going to throw it the other way. They're going to give me some shots. I expect that in arbitration. He said, but it was pretty amicable.
Okay, those are two different things, though. What I'm talking about is he's clearly – this is no different than the drama queen stuff you wrote about where he's like, I guess I'm a bad human. Like, people who go to the extremes.
No, I get that.
You know, I guess I'm a bad human for giving to charity. I don't know what the conversation was.
Right.
I don't know the specifics.
I think it's a bad. However,
but
I've heard players before. I've heard players before go, I'll never sign. After being in the arbitration hearing,
all right,
I would never sign with that team.
So I don't do my own contract negotiations ever anymore. And this included when I was – this started – this started at 790 when I started having a guy who they handled sports stuff here, and he did it as a favor to me. Actually, it may have been at 6. Actually, is it 610?
Go ahead, whatever.
But it's because when you're in any negotiations, you get your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
You're going to get your feelings hurt.
Which is why a bad thing.
So I don't want to be involved in any negotiation.
Well, but this isn't even negotiation. This is arbitration.
No,
this
but it is a negotiation.
Not really. No, it's not a negotiation. It's either
sides.
Or.
I know, but it's two sides making a case.
That's right.
That's what I mean.
But that's a bad.
Not a negotiation. It is a belief of value.
That's right.
Okay? Uh-huh. So when I'm doing something for radio, I say, well, this is this. This is clearly this. Their job, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't think that you're a value, but no one's starting at a fair number. And I get pissed off about that.
I disagree with that.
What do you mean?
Because I thought Gerrit Cole was a $13 million guy. I don't think $13 million for Gerrit Cole and what he did for this team last year and where he's going for this organization is an outrageous number.
It's different because, all right. Then it is different because from a negotiation standpoint, no one starts with their best offer. And I get – and if you're talking – and if I'm trying to say, wait, why are y'all – I don't want to play games. Just tell me what we think is – and let's just be done with this. I don't want it to be contentious. Negotiations get contentious. Arbitration is like negotiations without negotiating. We're with this. You say we're with
But you negotiated before this, and you couldn't come to terms on it. And actually, if you want to know the truth, Gerrit Cole was a $13 million guy, and you just didn't want to admit it. The arbitrator did say, well, look at his numbers and look at other pitchers in the league. He's a $13 million
guy. But you're still trying to win. It's still a game. financially, it's still you still don't want to pay the most possible.
However, but Lance, arbitration is bad in that that guy is sitting there hearing you. And
totally
you
agree.
Listen, the reason that you brought Gerrit Cole here is because you knew Dallas Keuchel was going to be here long term. You know what Gerrit Cole is going to be going forward? You got 1 year left of Verlander. Gerrit Cole.
But this isn't about
Gerrit
Cole.
Yes, it is. It's all about Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is going to be your ace going forward.
Well, I'm talking about, yes, but I'm talking about, we were talking about with Bauer.
No. I'm talking about Gerrit Cole.
Is Gerrit Cole going to sit in?
He did sit in. He did. He just said it. He sat in and he listened to it. And that's a bad thing.
Right. I'm just talking about what Bauer said.
Yeah.
All his. I'm just talking specifically to that. It's never good to sit. I don't want to know how negotiations go anymore.
But
the
players do. The players do. They want to be in there.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
They do, though.
But you don't really. Not in arbitration. You really don't.
Well, here's the deal, though. You know what the club now thinks of you, and that's the problem.
It's not necessarily what they think of you.
Now, Gerrit Cole did not come out of this with his feelings hurt, which is a good thing.
You're still trying to win, though.
But here's the deal, is that this dude, I would love for them to come to a long-term deal with Gerrit Cole now, as opposed to waiting for him to get to free agency.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this. Somebody brought this up. And they brought it up to – Clint did yesterday. And he said it just to be smarmy and try to scare us. And he said, what if Gerrit Cole turns into Pittsburgh Gerrit Cole?
He won't. He's got Brent Strom. And you know what? I got to go by something. And what I'm going to go by is what I saw Gerrit Cole last year. Gerrit Cole is going to be a dominant starter in this. He's going to be he's an ace in this league.
How is it any different?
He's a championship ace in this league.
How is it different than – he hasn't been a championship ace yet. How is that different than the argument for Jadeveon Clowney? Top dollar versus 1 year and prove it. I feel like Cole is almost in a little bit of a prove it mode too.
I think he's more Andrew Luck than Jadeveon Clowney.
You think that?
He plays a much bigger role than Jadeveon Clowney does. He's an Andrew Luck. He's gotten you to the American League Championship Series. He was dominant.
I'm talking about talent relative to the money of the top talent. Is Gerrit Cole a dominant talent? Because my argument is Jadeveon wants that money, and I don't know that
Jadeveon doesn't impact the game like Gerrit Cole does.
Well, pitcher versus defensive end can be a little different.
Yes. I mean, you need to win championships. Gerrit Cole's a dominant
starter.
Gerrit
Cole's a number two.
No. He's going to be a number one.
He's not an elite number one.
He will be a number one.
Aaron Donald is an elite
number
one starter.
He's on his way.
Khalil Mack is an elite number one. JJ was an elite number one starter who could win a World Series for you. Jadeveon Clowney isn't. I don't know that Gerrit Cole is either.
I do. I think I'm going to bet on that guy.
Based on what, though?
But about his dominance. Big, strong strikeout.
Let's go look at how he's pitched and see if you feel like he's an elite dominant
one. I saw it last year.
You did?
I did. Oh, I absolutely did.
You saw flashes or you saw it for the year?
I saw it for the year. Look at his numbers, dude. He was one of the best pitchers in baseball.
What did he finish in Cy Young?
I don't care voters voted. I don't give a rat's ass what they voted.
I care about
his numbers.
Cy Young is reflective of numbers.
No, Cy Young is a bunch of fat guys voting on who they think
is. Fat guys
is.
Voting on numbers. Yeah. That's what it is.
No, not all the time.
Mostly it is.
Who won? Okay, I don't give a rat's ass. I saw Gerrit Cole. I think Gerrit Cole is a
Gerrit Cole wishes
can be
you
a championship number one. He's a young shilling, is what Gerrit Cole is.
Gerrit Cole wishes. That's a strong statement.
You're damn right it is.
I don't know about that. You know who hates what you're saying right now? Every Astro member of the front office.
Well, no,
just give their money away.
No, you better sign him long term. That is a guy that you build it around. That's a guy you build around, right there.
I can't believe Jeff Leno did a Rick
Jeff, Lino. That's what he does. Why don't you?
You know another guy who does it after you buy a GMC Sierra pickup truck from Craig DeSurf? Woo! Or a Chevy Silverado? Woo! Buick Enclave? Woo! Chevy Traverse? They barely can even keep those things. That's right. They can barely even keep them in the building, on the floor, because the Chevy Traverse sells so quickly. What? I was asking Craig DeSurf why the crossover vehicles are so huge. You know, the crossovers now are turning you don't see a ton of cars anymore because the crossovers have gotten so big. And he said it's simple. The crossover gives you more space on the interior. It's built like an SUV but lower to the ground, handles better. It costs less than the big SUVs, gets better gas mileage. It's really a crossover between car and SUV. You have the crossover vehicle, and those things are red hot. GMC Acadia, which is what my wife drives. The Chevy Traverse is what I drive. You've got the Buick Enclave, which is one of the smoothest crossovers that you can have, interior and exterior. Make your decision to go to LanceZCars.com. Check out their entire inventory they have in stock, and then get back at me. Better yet, get out to Angleton and save thousands with Craig DeSerf and the good folks at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Prime Social. Short segment here. Dell's on his way out. Harrison takes over there. Raheel is off today, Monday, and Tuesday, I believe, right?
I got some some quotes. I want to see if you know where they come from. Judge not, lest ye be judged. You don't have to be specific. You don't have to be specific.
From the Bible.
That's correct.
Okay.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
I'm going to go Rudy Tomjanovich.
That's correct.
Okay.
How about this? Not one, not two, not three.
LeBron.
That's correct.
Okay.
How about this? Don't ever open up the window of hope for a side piece, or they'll jump right in.
Freaky Deke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Inspirational quotes. How about this one? If they want 40, give them 10. If they want 10, give them 5.
Freak.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What's
this one? She gets a happy meal, a pack of cools, and some hardwood.
That's freak. Okay.
That's right.
Those are all from free. I mean, this is a trick question because those all came from the same
place.
All
three. So right there I just had LeBron, Bible.
Right.
What about this? I may not get to the promised land with you.
No. What?
Who's that one?
Is that?
I may not get there with you.
Well, to Martin Luther King?
There's a great Martin Luther King
Well,
speech.
Yeah, but what about this one? The ceiling is the roof.
That was MJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was MJ?
Yeah. No, it's not.
And what about this one? Well, I can't think of the other freaky ones.
Some about the fun box. I know that.
Yeah, I was in there.
That was different than we thought. If you didn't hear Freak, he came on at 8. It's on
8:05. It needs to get cut up. We got 100 million interns.
Yeah, we need to tweet that out. Okay,
yeah.
We need just his segment.
Josh, if you're listening.
And after all the, I don't know, your guy's little oil spill area or whatever you were talking about, the oil box.
Huh?
What's your little area that you used to visit in Richmond Rosenberg?
The oil box in Richmond Rosenberg? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I talk about Miss Cook switching somebody.
No.
Well, it was my
and
brother.
This little area you used to go to.
Mud Alley.
Oh, Mud Alley. Whatever.
Dude, Mud Alley was not a nice place.
Okay, so after that,
things happened in Mud Alley.
Yeah, but don't include that in the tweet.
No, no, no. When
the start.
Yeah, Josh knows how to do this. He's been doing
this
for a while.
Josh, just that part, not the whole thing. By the way, Garrett Cole finished fifth in Cy Young voting
last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Where did Verlander finish?
Verlander was second or third?
Yeah, he was three.
Three?
I think he was two, wasn't he? Who beat him? Would have beaten him out for two?
Whatever. I don't know.
Is that Cole's first top five finish in a Cy? He had another season, I think, that was pretty strong. I just want to see him do it again before I'm ready to crown his ass. Before I give him the coronation, I want to see it again.
Listen.
Elite number one, I need to see.
This is why you brought him here.
I know.
Because Keuchel's gone. This is the guy that's taken over as your ace.
But we changed subjects because we were originally talking about don't don't sit in on a
well. And, but that's why I didn't. That no. Well, see, you missed it. You weren't here for. Pardon me? You weren't here for the soundbite from Garrett Cole. Oh, Breck. You weren't here for the soundbite for Garrett Cole talking about sitting in on it.
Right.
And then I went to Trevor Bauer, who was disenchanted with the right. Indians, but Garrett Cole wasn't.
He's easily disenchanted with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a millennial. There's no question. This dude is.
You know, he and Bregman are.
They're boys. Yeah. They work out with the same trainer.
Yeah. I don't know if they're boys. They're at the same wedding.
Right.
They're at the same table.
Right.
At a wedding.
They have the same. They have the same.
So
trainer.
All this stuff about him and.
I don't know. Bregman's getting it's getting personal. I think there's a little that they're underneath each other's skin a little bit.
Well, but that's Bregman the Red Sox too, though.
Yeah,
Bregman brings out his poking stick for the Red Sox. Bregman, frankly, has about 10 poking sticks. He pokes everybody.
Okay, and okay on the other side because we have to break where we went along. I'd like to talk. Charlie Pulido wrote a Sports Map article that says. The Astros have very few questions this preseason.
It feels like the gamblers. It feels like Vegas thinks that too.
And then I couldn't disagree more. So let's talk about the Rockets right now, and then we'll do that on the other side.
Let me tell you about the big blacktop battle. Y'all remember that the Houston Rockets have been doing this for a while. The big 3-on-3 tournament that they have going on, and this is going to be taking place. It's annual. This is going to go on Saturday, February 23rd. It is the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the hardwood. It's back, and it's Saturday, February 23rd. You can register at Rockets.com. Here are the tournament designations. This is for all ages and levels. They've got the Juniors Tournament, the Adult Recreational, the Adult Competitive, and the Adult Elite. You can decide which one you want to get into and get your three-man team going, or three-woman team, a man, woman, child, however you want to set it up, and sign up at Rockets.com. You've got Skills Challenge is going to be out there. You got a three-point contest. You got a dunk contest. Event Festival is going to have live music, games, Rockets entertainers. It's going to be a big party. It should be a lot of fun and a chance for you to go out there and compete and have a good time. All participants receive tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. So if you want to get involved with the little Rockets basketball 3-on-3 tournament, you get a free ticket to an upcoming game, and you get to go compete and have a lot of fun. It's February 23rd, and they are waiting for you. For more information, go to the website Rockets.com, and you can register today.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.